proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program about the Jewish way of life. When an Orthodox Jew prays during the morning synagogue services, he will usually put on a prayer shawl called a tallit. He wears this garment over his shoulder. The Encyclopedia Judaica described the tallit as, quote, a rectangular mantle that looked like a blanket and was worn by men in ancient times, unquote. In appearance, a tallit has similarities to the Roman toga, the garment known as the pallium worn around the shoulders by Roman Catholic priests, or the Arabic headdress worn over the head called the keffiyeh. The material to make a tallit can come from wool, cloth, or silk. However, a tallit cannot combine these materials, since Jewish law bans such a practice. According to the 22nd chapter of Deuteronomy, God commanded the Israelites, quote, thou shalt not wear a garment of diverse sorts, as of woolen and linen together, unquote. The word tallit is defined from an Arabic word meaning to cover. The Old Testament made no mention of a tallit, much less contained any commandment for a Jew to wear one during prayer or any other time. Yet a tallit has a number of practical uses. During hot weather, the person wearing it could use a tallit to shelter his head from the heat of the sun. When the weather turned cold, a tallit wrapped around a person's neck could function as a scarf. As mentioned earlier, Jewish men tended to use a tallit to cover their heads when they prayed. In such cases, they often referred to that garment as a tent. When the 18th chapter of Acts referred to Paul, Aquila, and Priscilla as, quote, tent makers, unquote, it perhaps alluded to them making this craft, that is to say, making tallit, as opposed to tents in which people actually lived. A tallit had fringes, known as tzitzit, attached to it. These fringes consisted of strands tied to the corner of the tallit. As mentioned in an earlier lesson, these tzitzit were designed so that a Jew remembered God's commandments. Sometimes a Jewish man would bestow a prayer shawl as a gift. For example, a teacher might give one to a student. Men might also buy tallit for their relatives on special occasions, such as for that coming-of-age ceremony called a bar mitzvah. Tallit have a number of ceremonial uses as well. At Jewish weddings, a tallit can serve as an awning, or chuppah, canopy. During synagogue services for Simchat Torah, rejoicing of the law, a tallit might function as a canopy over the children who attend. Deceased Jewish men received burial clad with a tallit draped over their shoulders. Some conservative and reformed Jewish congregations do allow women to wear prayer shawls and tallit during worship services. This is true especially when they are called to the front of the synagogue to read Old Testament passages. Though many Jews own their own prayer shawls, synagogues often provide tallit for guests and visitors. The word tallit has even entered into modern Hebrew idiom. Take the expression, a completely blue tallit, for example. This phrase denotes something that might outwardly appear honorable, but is actually a false display of religiosity. The tallit forms an integral part of the observant Jew's life. It lets other people know that he is a Jew and one who remembers God at all times. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program about Jewish life.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.